It's Here and Now at the DMC. Farmers are watching this election closely. Reportedly, some in California are switching crops, worried that if a wall is built, they won't have pickers. While farmers in the Midwest are concerned that cutbacks in government subsidies of ethanol will mean less of their corn sold. We want to take a look at another concern of farmers, safety. Have you ever had Seven Stars Organic Yogurt? It's terrific. It's made in small batches on a 420-acre dairy farm about 45 minutes west of Philly in Kimberton, Pennsylvania. It's distributed across the country. And the other day, I took a drive out to visit with farmers Edie and David Griffiths. This is beautiful Pennsylvania farm country, gentle rolling fields.
Hi.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Give me a hug.
Edie Griffiths greets me in her driveway. She's a neighbor of my sister Gail, which is why I know this incredible story.
I'm here.
David?
Inside, Edie calls for David, and he comes around the corner in a motorized wheelchair. David Griffiths has no movement in his legs, some in his arms, hardly any in his hands. He's been largely paralyzed since a farm accident 16 years ago. So, David, why don't we just start with, what happened?
It was a beautiful August day, and I had cut a beautiful, beautiful second cut of alfalfa and grass. And I had mowed it and baled it into round bales. And the round bales were sort of a brand new innovation on the farm. For many, many years, we had hauled these small square bales around, and it was an enormous chore every day. In the winter, when we fed it out, a chore again. And so these round bales were able to be moved with a front-end loader. So I was loading bright green bales of hay into a hay barn, and as I was lifting it up with the front-end loader, the loader attachment kept tilting back further, unbeknownst to me. And when I looked up, the bale was rolling down the arms of the front-end loader and essentially rolled over me, crushed me. It was like I'd been hit by an electric voltage, and everything, my nervous system just stopped working. And found myself face down between my legs. And I knew instantly there what had happened.
You knew what?
I knew I had broken my neck. I mean, I knew I was paralyzed. All I could do was just kind of duck my head and my body as this 600-pound bale went over me.
Even now, as you sit in your chair, when you're telling the story, I can see you, you're almost like trying to move away from that bale again.
Yeah, no, it's a vivid memory. It's not something you forget.
Did you know at that point how dangerous farming is? You know, wearing seatbelts in tractors, who knew? And having sort of crossbars above you in machinery so that when there's a rollover, I'm wondering even in the situation you had, you're somewhat more protected.
Yes, I mean, rollover bars, four-post protection. We had vintage 1960s John Deere tractors that didn't have those features. And I think everybody who'd been involved with farming could tell you horror stories because it's the kind of news that spreads quickly in a small community. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you knew about it and you knew the dangers, the various dangers in operating equipment. The round bale rollback type injury that I had was fairly common in the 90s because a lot of people were using tractors that did not have four-post protection on them that would essentially block something. I have to believe there's still somebody out there who's still using the same kind of equipment I got injured in.
Well, then let's get that message out.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's there's so many different ways to be injured on a farm. That cow with horns there, if somebody were not to know to, give her a little room, in a second, somebody's eye could be poked out by a horn. You know, it's just that quickly. Power takeoffs on tractors, PTOs are horrible things. There's a shaft at the end of the tractor that connects to trailing equipment like balers or mowers. It's a spinning drive shaft, and they should have safety guards, and people get caught on them and wrapped up in them. Grain is another issue. People drown in grain because they get someone turns an auger on and they get sucked right down into the grain. Silos, silo gas, they have around here just about every year or so, they'll have some description of some person succumbing to silo gas and silo, and then having other members of his family just climb in after him and have the same thing happen to them.
Well, but what about the other part, that you're here and you stayed here on this ground near this? I don't know if I'd ever want to see a hay bale again.
Well, I'm not, I mean, I definitely have, I got real issues about, I mean, there are things that when I see things happening on the farm, it really triggers some bad, you know, so I guess I've got some trauma issues about, specifically about farm injuries. Like when I see a football game where they have to stop because the guy's not moving on the field or something, I can't watch that.
That trauma is perhaps one reason David doesn't come with Edie and me as we walk next door to the Seven Stars farm. The other reason is the heat. It's 100 degrees, difficult for him to breathe. Fans blow in the wide-open hay barn. Swallows fly around bales stacked 50 feet high. It's hard not to think of that day 16 years ago.
This is the barn in here where his accident happened. It hits you sometimes. It hits you.
He survived.
He survived, and I'm grateful always because he's there for us. He's there for our children. Our daughter calls him every day.
Did they want you to leave this place?
Not my children. David did. Yeah, he thought it was too much for me, too hard, which, yeah.
It was.
It was, but it was what I wanted to do.
Well, that must have been terrible for him. I mean, I don't, it's being, you know, suddenly finding yourself paralyzed, anybody, but this was the hard hands-on work he did, and you must have felt so emasculated that you know.
I can only imagine, you know what it's like when you are concerned about what's going on down at the farm and you can't just run down and go see.
Or as you were saying, you can't help your life partner. You're watching her sweat and do the work.
Yeah, you can't.
We go on to the cow barn, filled again with huge fans and pretty somnolent hot dairy cows chewing cud. This is a biodynamic farm, a practice inspired by Rudolf Steiner of Waldorf School fame. The Kimberton Waldorf School is right across the street. Very simply put, it's a belief in an almost sacred interconnectedness of soil, grass, and animals who, for instance, get homeopathic remedies instead of antibiotics. Which is why, when the Griffiths recently realized they could no longer farm, they sold much of the operation to Mark Dumphy, who, with other friends and family, had been helping the Griffiths keep things running. Today, two of Mark's sons, Zach and Ryan, are here working. Do you guys think a lot about what happened here? What happened to David?
Absolutely. I mean, that tractor's still on the farm, and every day we look at it, it's a reminder of these things happen. And you get a hot day like today, and everybody's just, you know, pushing a little bit, and you're trying to get done, and the unthinkable happens, and, you know, it's a constant reminder.
And Zach, how old are you?
24.
You were about 8 when this happened to David. But is it part of your thinking, too, you know, when you do your work?
Yes, definitely. And every time I put bales away, I definitely, it's in the back of my head, definitely.
This isn't just a business, it's a value system. I'm wondering if it's something you're especially conscious of. Because you have this man who can't do it, you know, I mean, you're carrying it on not just for someone who's turning it over, but for someone who can't.
Yes, definitely. I mean, both Edie and David have taught us a lot. It's an honor to carry that on.
You discover a whole new world once you become disabled. You get used to whatever the next reality in your life is. Moaning about it ain't going to improve the situation. Paralysis, the hardest thing for me was that my hands didn't work. And I kept looking at it, and that was the hardest thing to accept because I was always a jack-of-all-trades, master of none, And the one thing that really worked well were my hands and my ability to just kind of figure things out. And
milk cows?
And milk cows. And so the fact that they didn't work is very hard. There's a side of most farmers who believe that they are invincible, that they can do things that they maybe wouldn't even ask other people to do. But, you know, it just takes a second.
David Griffiths in Kimmerton, Pennsylvania. We also spoke with his wife, Edie. By the way, David was alone when that hay bale accident happened. He lived because a neighbor's dog heard his feeble cries. He was helicoptered out. Another danger for farmers there in rural areas. In this note, David said he's been inspired by Dan Gottlieb, a host on WHYY, who is a quadriplegic. David said he always thought that meant he was on a gurney near death. He said he now knows he's nearer to life. For pictures and more on the Seven Stars Farm, go to hereandnow.org.